里装水。Sorry, you shouldn't have been any licence at all. Everybody knows anything can happen. Okay, without any further ado, I'd like you all to give a warm round of applause for Fairport Convention.
Yeah!
A quarter of our audience at Murray Bridge in 1986, and we'd have thought that would have been enough to put him off forever, but he's done us proud tonight, and we're very grateful for your help. Thanks, Steve. And Michelle's
Thanks,
mother.
Steve.
Oh, come into the
happens after a very big argument at breakfast, over the breakfast table. You know, has it ever happened to you where you say something quite innocent, but it comes out wrongly, you know, it comes out not how you meant it, and your partner responds in the same manner, and it escalates until no one's saying anything anymore, but there's this terrible silence. It always just happens when it's cold. What this has happened just before the song starts, that's already happened, and one of the couple has had to go off to work. Now, when you go to work, you think, well, I didn't really mean to say that, so I'll give a ring, or even get back in the car and go home and say sorry, make up. That could be fun, can't it, sometimes? But it's impossible in this song, because the person that's gone to work is in fact a lighthouse keeper. So this song just tells his thoughts, and
it's obviously not a major sort of traditional occupation in this part of Lady Hills.
But were you to have one, you should get one actually, it'd be good. It'd be unique. No, perhaps not. Anyway, this tells how he feels and what he does about it to kind of readdress the situation. It's called Close to You.
Insane, and you know the words you seem again. Murder and the first degree. Stood in my overcoat, brandishing my pistol, and believe cinema, waiting underneath the trees of land that makes a diva.
Things go from bad to worse. And the thing is, you might miss it in this rendition. You might, because songs are like that. You know, you miss the important bits of the plot. But you're lucky tonight because this is the first track on the CD. And lucky people already will be able to go home and get the whole story again and again and again.
Play it in the Lexus on the way home, why not?
So it's an opportunity, you know, to, if you want to learn more about the Shepherd, maybe, or not. Yes, his name was John Gowdy. John Gowdy was a fine young man in Shetland, so he's told. Raised the ground in the Hobbit town, it's still a needed hold. They passed it up, they passed it down, as you could choose around. And all the players in Shetland, there's no reason to be found.
But John Rowe is a low jet, seems like before he knew the facts of the little short, wrote himself a tune.
making his first trip to your lovely country with us on this occasion, Christmas. And he likes it too. And it's truly been said that if somebody new joins a band, they don't just bring a new set of material and a new outlook on things, but they put a new viewpoint on existing material, and it sort of refreshes everything. So, welcome, thrice welcome, Chris. Even really tired old songs that are 30 years old. In 1968, we were lucky enough to be hunting for a girl singer, and the one that passed the audition has sadly been a bit of history herself now for the last 20 years. But Sandy Denny joined the band in 1968, and this was a song that was already residing at the bottom of her guitar case. Probably the second thing she ever wrote as a complete youngster, and remarkable insight shown here. It's been out of the repertoire for quite a long time, but it's back now. It's Power, and it's the title track of the new album we've got for sale. Please, we don't want to take the birth. Well, who knows where the time goes. Thank you.
I'll never wash it away.
One of the best things about this job is the other people you meet as you bump into them at festivals and gigs. And the Borders are no exception, but it was a remarkable encounter 3 years ago at the National Festival in Canberra, where we had to share a van space with an unknown quantity. And this unknown quantity was A, of the female persuasion, and B, from the planet California. So a lot of fussing went on as this news spread, you know, teeth were cleaned, shampoo and deodorant purchased.
I bought the shampoo and I've still got some left.
The lady.
Matter though, I'm rich, it's okay, fuck hair.
We are available for children's parties, by the way.
It's quite deflated. Anyway, the lady in question goes by the name of Christina Olsen, and she's quite big on this continent, I understand, and rightly so. Little known in England, but big over here. She's not stupid. And a few months after our meeting, she had a dream into which this following song arrived, and she sent it to us because she didn't know what to do with it. Just sent it away to those Barney Poms on it in Australia. And it's called Dangerous. It's on the Who Knows Where the Time Goes CD, and it's extremely well titled, is all I can say. But first. Thank you. It's not just called Dangerous, it bloody well is.
It's hard for us, but it's harder for you. You're listening.
He's full of anecdotes. He buys medical equipment through inflamed war zones. Generals, did this time he'll make it home. It's dangerous. And it is dangerous. It's this man's life. Even out it, he's got the reason to survive. It gives his eyes a squint, it gives his masculinity a shine, it doesn't quit. It's dangerous. Today on a plane, her suit was 7A, he sat at 7B. Jesus Christ, you made a day. She fell in love with him before she knew his name. She knew this man would change her life, but she'd never be the same. That's dangerous. And it is dangerous to keep us still alive. Without it, her love would surely die. Each time she says goodbye, she's promised another crime. The fear that she lives to her puts a sparkle in her eye. That's dangerous. Another friend who's just died. Another pilot shot down, remarried to his bride. She leans over to him to intensely kiss his face. But since she's memorized it just exactly how he tastes. That's dangerous. And when they make love, each time is like their last. And in a silence, hear the voices crash. a chill she doesn't seem to know about the intersection only 4 blocks from her home. That's dangerous. Now it's Sunday at the airport, I'm staring at the gates. Probably she's had a nerve to pay to make a piece. He barely made it through alive this time. And the stranger church and the gospel she did hear. And when the meeting it was done, she cast her eyes about. There she spied little Maddie Rose walking through the crowd. Said, come home with me, little Maddie Rose, come home with me tonight. Come home with me, young Maddie Rose, and stick with me the light. Oh, I can't come home, but I won't go home. I'll stick with you tonight. Oh, I'll leave your fingers, I can say that you are my master's wife. And what if I am Lord Arnold's wife? He is not at home. He has gone to the far country, bringing me killings home. Yeah.
for our governor on town. Rob, Rob, Rob. Rocky!
It's a Dave Kay to bring you here.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks, Mr. Steve.
Oh, you see me!
The Paul.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the boarders.
Mr. Darwin Lee.
Oh, Time flies like a mirror. Fruit flies like grapes. There is no one. Was the middle one again? It's written by Steve Chilston, and it's a story song about a chap who leaves Ireland and goes to America at the start of his life, 100-something years ago. And it's called Slip Jeeps and Reels, because we just played a few.
Stop my own.
looking back in retrospect, it's amazing that issuing an album called Leave and Leave didn't make us absolutely enormous in Belgium. But nobody had that thought occur to me at the time. But then people want to be enormous in Belgium. This song is side one, track four, I think. But I may be wrong. I'm not that much of an anorak. But it was written by two ex-members of the band. At the time they weren't ex-members, but it looked like it was in the stars, it was in their future. Dave Sorbick and Richard Thompson were doomed, as it were, to become ex-members quite shortly after this, particularly Richard, whose departure was accelerated by a huge outbreak of songwriting talent. This is one of his first toes in the water, and a lot of people think this song is traditional, but of course it isn't, because we know who wrote it. Well, it feels quite traditional to me.
See you. Please welcome all the way from Bloxham in Oxfordshire in England, on the violin, Rick Sanders. Here's Rick.
So we're going to play you a tune which, an instrumental, which unusually for us is written in a jazz idiom. This is featured on the album, who knows where the time goes, but you know, I do believe we have some of those for sale this evening, and we'd love you to buy them. In fact, we're desperate for you to buy them, because our suitcases are full, and they won't fit in the suitcases, and we're broke. So we really are desperate, but it's a nice album. This is, no, hang on, I've got it wrong. It's not on that album. Oh, damn.
There's some other good stuff.
Some other good stuff. I tell you what, though, almost all the notes in this next piece are on the album, although in a different order. So you can experience it, you know, differently. And it's written for us in a weird style, because it's a jazz idiom. It's written in the style of Jangling Rhino Hide, the well-known typing error. We were in the 1920s and 30s, along with Stefan Grappelli, who created a uniquely European style of string swing jazz. This is called the Woodward Swing. We're very grateful to the Hall for providing us with these beautiful acoustic chairs this evening that the guys have.
No cables, see, no wires.
Yeah. Acoustic chairs are the best type to have. I mean, if you think about the alternative, never sit on a chair that you can plug in. That's my advice, ladies and gentlemen. And I'd like to dedicate this one to the Borderers, to Paul and the Borderers, because I thought they were fantastic, didn't you?
Yeah!
What a show-stopping finish that was, wasn't it? The end of their show. It was like the Sound of Music. Except Alex wasn't dressed as a nun, but yeah, there you go. That was the sound of... The mills are alive with the hands of Munich. A lesser known variation. Anyway, here's the Woodward Swing. Hope you dig it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chris Sanders, author. And spanking around the ring like no man in South Australia tonight, Chris Leslie.
We have a song now about the power of positive thinking. Good, strong, positive thoughts sow seeds of things to come. And a while ago, I was very underemployed as a musician, about 2 years ago in England. And what happens is when you're underemployed, you find yourself overemployed in the house kitchen, you know, washing up, drying up. And one particular day, I was looking out over the garden in our December-January time, so it's our winter, you know, and it's really dreary, bleak.
Crap.
It's dreary. It was about 3:30 in the afternoon, it was already getting dark, and foggy, and drizzly, and it was just dreadful. And I was just about to take a cake out of the oven in the kitchen, like we do. And it was set at about 200 degrees. Nice chocolate cake, actually, it was coming up nicely. And I opened the oven door, right, and I was just about to get the oven buzzer to get the cake out, and I thought, but that first waft of heat hit me, and I thought, wouldn't it be great to go to Australia? It worked, and the song is called The Wishfulness Waltz. It's on the new CD. It is, yes.
Old ones and false, the devil gets along. Thank you.
rejected song there from the Full House record of 1970.
Anybody there last night, the governor? I know that a few of you because I recognise some of the clothing. Just a quick show of hands, give me an idea. Thank you very much. Just don't know how much to repeat myself in the introduction of this song. There are elements of repetition essential to get the message across about this song. It's called Sailing Boat. It was written by Anna Ryder. I got it about 10 years ago through the post as a cassette from somebody whose name now escapes me. And I get lots of cassettes, I get lots of CDs, and they were listening to it because people desperately want us to update our repertoire at all times. And they're helpful in their sort of constructive criticism and that sort of manner of doing things. And everything gets listened to, and we do appreciate everything we receive through the mail to Box 37 Banbury, UK. Thank you very much. But occasionally, obviously most of them don't pass the first audition, but some of them stick, and this one stuck straight away, and it stuck so much that I have to keep it for myself for at least the first 4 or 5 years of my knowing it, and just used to bliss out in my headphones when things got tough on the road. I'm not looking for sympathy here, it's just a fact of life. Occasionally things like this can be very life-saving, and after a while I stopped crying, and I've been able to introduce it into the repertoire. It's on the Who Knows Where the Time Goes album. It's called, as I say, Sailing Boat, and I hope you like it a little bit as much as I do.
I wish my guitar didn't buzz.
We're all buzzing a bit up here tonight.
Release minus three.
Yeah, I'm afraid this. You know it's better when the lights go up to full. It's great, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Would I travel this far from that place? Would you wait for me? Would I ever come back? Because I've loved you.
It's called liver dance, ladies and gentlemen. And we actually asked Michael Flatley, the great Michael Flatley, we asked him if he'd choreograph this next piece for us. But Michael Flatley refused. What are we going to do here? Now, there is some groove to dance here. If any of you think, yes, I'll have a groove here, you could dance. Or if you, don't feel like doing that, you could do what I do if I can't. You might be sat in the middle of anything. No, I can't get out. Do what I do. If I can't find anywhere to dance, I dance in my head. Because there's plenty of room there. Thus. And after this, there will be an intermission, or as we prefer to think of it, a merchandising opportunity. This one's for my friend Betty. The bonus retreat. Welcome back to the stage this evening. Ready, Pete?